This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Understanding space and boundaries in communication. How physical distance shapes every conversation you have. In short, space and boundaries in communication describe the physical distance we maintain during interaction, and the unspoken rules that govern how close is too close in any given moment. Physical distance sends messages your words never say out loud. Every relationship has an appropriate zone, and crossing it breaks trust fast. You can learn to read and adjust space deliberately in any situation. Definition: space and boundaries in communication refer to the physical distances people maintain during interaction and the unspoken rules that govern those distances. These zones shift based on relationship, context, and culture, and they shape how safe, respected, and heard another person feels. You step toward a colleague to make a point. They take one small step back. You follow. They shift their weight, cross their arms, and their eyes go somewhere else entirely. Nothing has been said, but the conversation is already over. That moment happens every day in offices, kitchens, and meeting rooms. It is one of the most powerful and least discussed aspects of how we communicate. The way we use physical space in conversation carries enormous weight. It signals trust, authority, intention, and respect, often before a single word is spoken. Space and boundaries in communication are part of what researchers call proxemics, the study of how humans use distance during interaction. This article will give you a clear, practical understanding of what those distances mean, why they matter, and how you can use them with more skill and intention. If you want to understand how psychological safety shapes the conditions for honest interaction, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy covers the territory well. Here, we focus specifically on the physical dimension, the space between bodies, and what that space communicates. What space and boundaries in communication actually mean? Space and boundaries in communication are the physical distances we maintain during interaction, and the rules, usually unspoken, about when it is acceptable to close or increase that distance. In practice, these distances fall into recognizable zones. The intimate zone, roughly within arm's reach, is reserved for close family, partners, and trusted friends. The personal zone, from about half a meter to 1.5 meters, is where most one-on-one conversations happen. The social zone, from 1.5 to 3 meters, is standard for professional interaction. The public zone, beyond that, is for presentations, speeches, and formal settings. Consider this: a manager walks into a team member's workspace and stands directly over them while they're seated, close enough that the team member must crane their neck upward. The manager intends to be collaborative. The team member feels interrogated. No words have caused this. The distance has. These zones are not rigid rules. They are guides. They shift based on culture, relationship, and context. But understanding them gives you a framework to work from, rather than stumbling through interaction by instinct alone. When you understand how physical boundaries shape a conversation, you begin to see communication as something you can prepare for and direct, not simply react to. Why physical distance shapes every conversation. Here is the truth of it: space is not just comfort. It is communication. The distance you maintain during an interaction tells the other person, before you open your mouth, whether this is a safe conversation or a threatening one. The stakes are real. Get physical distance wrong and you will undermine everything else you do well. When you invade someone's space, you trigger a defensive response. The other person's attention shifts from your message to their discomfort. They are no longer listening. They are managing the situation. Everything you say after that lands badly, no matter how well chosen your words are. When you maintain too much distance, you signal disengagement. In a sensitive conversation, standing 3 meters away feels cold and formal. The other person reads it as indifference. Connection requires proximity, within reason. When you read distance well, you build trust fast. People feel respected when their physical boundaries are honored. That feeling of safety is the foundation every productive conversation needs. As I explain in how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy, without that foundation, honest dialogue rarely happens. Misreading space during feedback causes lasting damage. Standing over someone while giving criticism amplifies the power imbalance and makes the feedback feel like an attack. The message is lost in the physical dynamic. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it touches on this directly. Every conversation you have today involves a physical dimension. The question is whether you're managing it consciously or leaving it to chance. The key characteristics of spatial awareness in communication. You know space and boundaries in communication are working when you see both people in a conversation settle into a natural, comfortable distance without either one adjusting defensively or crowding forward. Number 1. Appropriate zone selection. A person who communicates well chooses their distance based on the relationship and context, not on habit. They stand closer for intimate support, further back for formal settings, and they shift between these deliberately. For example, a manager who pulls their chair to the same level during a difficult one-on-one is using space to signal equality, not authority. Number 2. Sensitivity to adjustment signals. When the other person steps back, turns slightly away, or stiffens, a skilled communicator notices immediately and gives more space. They do not push forward. They read the signal and respond. This is the mark of someone who is truly present in a conversation, not just performing it. Number 3. Consistent use of open positioning. Physical openness. Facing the other person squarely without barriers, arms relaxed at the sides, signals that the space is shared and the conversation is welcome. You can read more about how this connects to the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy and why physical openness reinforces emotional attunement. Number 4. Cultural and individual respect. Skilled communicators know that space preferences differ. They do not impose their own comfort zone on everyone. They err toward more space until the other person signals comfort, then adjust accordingly. Number 5. Purposeful proximity during connection. In moments of empathy or support, moving slightly closer, without crossing the line, signals care. It reinforces the words. When paired with good listening, it is one of the most powerful tools in any communicator's kit. Taken together, these characteristics describe a person who treats physical space as an active part of their communication, not an afterthought. Common misconceptions about space and boundaries. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about space and boundaries in communication. Misconception. Getting closer always shows confidence and warmth. The truth. Proximity that has not been earned feels like pressure, not warmth. I have watched too many well-meaning people close the distance in a difficult conversation and completely lose the other person as a result. Confidence comes from being at ease in your chosen distance, not from standing closer than the situation calls for. Respect the zone first. Earn proximity over time. Misconception. Space and boundaries are just about personal comfort, not communication. The truth. Physical distance carries direct meaning. When you stand in someone's intimate zone uninvited, you're communicating dominance or intrusion, whether you intend to or not. When you set a boundary by stepping back or angling your body away, you're communicating that the current dynamic is not working. None of this is neutral. Every distance you choose sends a signal. Learning to set boundaries with demanding colleagues starts with understanding how physical distance reinforces or undermines those limits. Misconception. If no one has complained, the physical dynamic must be fine. The truth. Most people will not tell you that you are standing too close or making them uncomfortable. They will just disengage, become guarded, or avoid future conversations with you. Silence is not consent. You need to read the physical signals, not wait for verbal feedback. The body will always tell you the truth before the words do. The short version, space is never passive. Treat it as the active communication tool it is. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Space and boundaries in real situations. Here is what space and boundaries look like when they are, and are not, working. Workplace scenario. A senior leader regularly conducts performance reviews standing up, moving around the room while the employee remains seated. He intends to seem energetic and informal. Every employee leaves those conversations feeling watched and unsettled, but none of them can quite explain why. The standing posture combined with the movement creates an interrogation dynamic. When the leader finally sits, at the same level and at a respectful distance, the conversations change completely. Team setting. A team uses a shared workspace with open-plan desks. One team member habitually pulls their chair close to a colleague's desk while asking questions. Close enough, the colleague's screen is within arm's reach. The colleague starts wearing headphones even when not listening to anything. She has created a physical barrier because a verbal one feels too difficult. The headphones are a boundary signal. The team member has never learned to read them. Developing the kind of empathy bridges that sustain good team relationships depends, in part, on reading these physical signals accurately. Leadership scenario. A manager preparing to have a difficult conversation with a team member about repeated lateness chooses to meet in a private room, sits across from her rather than side by side, and keeps a full table width of space between them. The distance signals that this is formal and serious, while the seated level positioning signals respect. She uses I statements throughout. The combination of physical positioning and language produces a conversation that is direct, but not adversarial. What these three scenarios have in common is this: the physical dimension shaped the outcome as powerfully as anything that was said. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about space and boundaries in communication. Distance is a message, so choose it with intention. Every time you enter a conversation, you are making a physical choice. Make it deliberately, based on the relationship and the context, not on autopilot. Learn to read adjustment signals. A step back, a turned shoulder, a sudden stiffness. These are the body saying the distance is wrong. When you see them, give more space immediately. Do not push through. Are toward more space, not less. In any new or uncertain interaction, more distance is safer. You can always close the gap when you have built the trust. You cannot easily undo the discomfort of invading someone's space too soon. Match your physical positioning to your intent. If you want to signal equality, sit at the same level. If you want to signal formality, maintain a professional social distance. If you want to signal support, move slightly closer. Let your body reinforce your message, not contradict it. Cultural differences are real. What feels comfortable to you may feel intrusive or cold to someone else. Watch, adjust, and never assume your own comfort zone is the standard. The next step is understanding how the full range of physical expression, posture, gesture, and movement works together with spatial awareness to shape the way others experience you. That conversation is covered in depth through the related articles below. Understanding space and boundaries is where that practice begins. Frequently asked questions. What are space and boundaries in communication? Space and boundaries in communication refer to the physical distance people maintain during interaction and the unspoken rules about how close is too close. These distances shift depending on relationship, culture, and context, and they send powerful signals about trust, authority, and comfort. How does personal space affect communication? Personal space directly affects how safe and respected a person feels in a conversation. Invade it, and you trigger defensiveness. Respect it, and you build trust. Getting this right is one of the fastest ways to improve how people receive what you say. What is proxemics, and how does it relate to space and boundaries? Proxemics is the study of how people use physical distance in social interaction. It maps space and boundaries into four zones: intimate, personal, social, and public. Understanding these zones helps you communicate with more awareness and precision in any setting. How do I know if I'm violating someone's space and boundaries? Watch for physical signals: a step back, crossed arms, a turned shoulder, averted eyes, or a stiff posture. These are the body telling you that the distance is wrong. When you see them, move back slightly and give the other person room to breathe. Can space and boundaries in communication be adjusted deliberately? Yes, you can use physical distance as a conscious tool. Moving slightly closer signals warmth and engagement. Stepping back signals respect and gives the other person space to think. The key is reading the room and adjusting based on what you observe, not on habit. Do space and boundaries differ across cultures? Significantly, what feels like a comfortable conversational distance in one culture can feel cold or aggressive in another. If you work with people from different cultural backgrounds, err on the side of more space until you've read the other person clearly. Why do space and boundaries matter in the workplace? In the workplace, physical distance signals power, respect, and intent. Leaders who understand space and boundaries can command a room without raising their voice. Colleagues who respect physical limits build stronger, more trusting working relationships over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.